You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A te Maria e te whānau, e whakarongo ana koutou, ki te reo irarangi e wa te kaumarema. This is a brand new track from Pickle Darling, and we're going to be having a chat to Lucas on the other side of this. It's called Rosary.
And if you think it feels like work, I'm willing to put the work in. Yes, I'm willing to put the work in.
Beautiful. That is a brand new song from Pickle Darling called Rosary. Morena, Lucas, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm really well, thank you. Very excited to hear some new tunes and to be talking about your sophomore record, Cosmonaut, which is on its way. How are you feeling?
I feel good. I've spent all night throwing up for some reason.
Oh no, you poor thing.
Unrelated to the album.
Oh,
about
no.
The album, I feel good.
Well, thank you for speaking to us despite being a bit poorly. We appreciate it. The track that we just listened to, Rosary, that's a 48 second long song. You've also said it's your favourite song you've ever written. What's so special about that one for you?
I think I just really like concise songs, and my aim is always to just like get as short as possible, because I'm like, I can feel, I feel so many like wasteful moments in my songs all the time, and I'm always just like, oh, I don't need to like have a verse if it doesn't need it, or I don't need a chorus if it doesn't need it. And I feel like it just gets its point across.
Totally. And have you been listening to other artists who work like that, or has that always been something that's been interesting to you?
It's always been a thing I'm into. I guess Frankie Cosmos does it heaps. Magnetic Fields, Guided by Voices. I love just doing short songs.
Yeah. Well, they're also amazing to listen to because, as you say, like, that track doesn't feel like it needs anything else. It's got a nice kind of completed feeling to it despite its shortness. It must be a pretty big thing for you jumping into the second record, because your first record was so well received by so many people all around the world. It's been a pretty incredible thing. I don't know how many reissues you've had now on vinyl, but it is a lot. How do you feel about jumping into a new project?
I think I'm just so like relieved to finally have it out.
Yeah.
Because I've been sitting on it. Essentially, my end of it has been finished for quite a while, and I'm just like on to the next thing, you know. So I'm just relieved.
Yeah. And you kind of, like all New Zealand musicians, are in a fortunate position where you've been able to tour within the last year. You were all around with the Beths in the South Island. How was that for you? Were you like taking some of these new tracks out on the road with you?
Yeah, we're aiming to do a tour this year.
Cool.
Kind of halfway through the year, depending on whether the COVID gods allow it.
Very much the vibe.
And we want to play... Something that was cool about the Beths tour is that they just played like every small town.
Yeah.
And that was real inspiring. And I want to do more of that.
That's a really nice thing as well, because I noticed that about the Beths tour. I think when you've got this opportunity, there isn't international music coming to New Zealand, it's almost like you have an obligation to take your music to people who might not be able to, you know, get to one of the main centres to listen to it. You play with a whole bunch of cool artists from around Otatahi. Mousy is one that I see you pop up with often, and I believe she plays in your band when you perform live. Is that right?
Yeah, she does. Like, we've got two people in my live band. It's Serena, who's Mousy, and Cam Finlay, who's like an incredible musician. I'm probably like the worst musician in the band, but it's real fun. They're amazing. They're like, each of them is like five musicians in one.
Yeah. It seems like there's a really cool scene happening in Christchurch at the moment. Does it feel like a nice time to be making music in that space?
I think so. I guess I don't really know what to compare it with. Mm. I've never really lived in another city. It's just pretty chill, I guess.
Yeah. I want to talk a wee bit about some of the international stuff to do with your record, because you're released by Z Tapes, which is it a Swedish label? Is that right?
It's Slovakian.
Slovakian, yeah. And it has this massive reach that kind of, I guess, stretches around the bedroom pop community, for want of a better way of describing it. And it seems like a very wholesome international group of people. Is it a nice, label to work with?
It's awesome. Philip, who runs it, he's like so nice and generous and just so enthusiastic. And all of the other musicians on it are so nice. Like, everyone's always talking to each other, sharing each other's stuff. Everyone's fans of each other. It's really cool.
Yeah. It seems like a lovely thing to be part of. I'm so looking forward to Cosmonaut coming out, Lucas. I think there'll be a lot of people in the same boat. May the 21st is the date to stick in your calendar, but you can pre-order it now through your Bandcamp page, or probably through the Z-Tape page as well. Is that right?
Yeah, they kind of both link to the same thing.
Nice.
I guess.
And you also just put out an instrumentals version of Bigness, which is your first record. Why did you decide to release that instrumental one?
I think I had a lot of requests of, like, people wanting to use it and stuff.
Mm.
Podcasts or YouTube videos or whatever. And I also, when I listen back to the album, I'm kind of embarrassed about the lyrics. I'm sure every songwriter feels that.
Yeah.
So I think just being able to listen to the arrangements and the production is, like, personally nice for me, so I don't have to hear my, like, cringy, angsty lyrics on it.
Well, I love those cringy, angsty lyrics. I don't think there's anything cringy about them. They feel very relatable. And I'm sure this new record's going to be much the same. A kind of a spacey love letter to long-distance relationships. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Well, I'm so looking forward to hearing it. Let's listen to the second single, which is out today. It's called A Deep Breath. Thank you for speaking to us, Lucas. I hope you're feeling a bit better soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Cheers. We'll see you in Auckland. Ka kite.
See ya. Last year I was 23, and you spoke to me with my broken body and my broken sleep, planning to quiz the feet, the missile of sins. We take a deep breath and we hold it to the end. Thank you.
That is a brand new track from Pickle Darling, all the way down in Otatahi, Christchurch. Thank you so much to Lucas for speaking to us, especially when they'd had a bit of a rough night, feeling not so well. So looking forward to Cosmonaut coming out. That will be in May. You can pre-order it through Lucas's Bandcamp, which is pickledarling.bandcamp.com, or you can go on Z-Tapes as well and check out a whole bunch of other awesome bedroom pop kind of artists that sit in that same sort of wheelhouse and are all equally lovely. So excited for Lucas's record, and two singles is a really nice treat for a Friday.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.